Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Ulrich is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 8 years. He's the author of many books, which we've launched, most of them we've launched on this show over the years, including Jump the Curve, including his book on nanotechnology, and he's got a new book out now called Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. And he's here to talk to us about it today. Jack Ulrich, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Jack, let's talk about some of the things that you're focusing on. You look at all the many of the big things that affect our lives that are very much a part of our lives: education, healthcare, manufacturing, electricity, farming, law enforcement. Those are things that are like macro issues, right? That's the way you're focusing the book.
Yeah, that's correct. So the book is kind of split down two different ways. One, I talk about specific industries: education, healthcare, agriculture. But then there are specific trends that I focus on, and those are the continued advances in robotics, in something known as 3D printing, data mining. All of those are larger trends that are going to affect virtually every aspect of our lives.
Give us an overarching perspective of what motivated you to think about these things.
Well, the overarching motivation is my own children, who are 11 and 13 now, but they will be college age by 2020.
Right.
And as a parent or as a grandparent, you yourself know, you know, you're always thinking about, you know, how do I position my children best to succeed in the future?
Right.
And so I wanted to think, you know, for their sake, of what might their world look like, and how might they, once you know these trends, then the next more obvious question is, how do I need to begin positioning myself, my organization, my company, to harness these opportunities?
Mm-hmm. So what did you see when you looked out there and you thought about the world your children were going to be emerging into in the early part of their careers? What did you see?
Well, first, let me just say I'm wildly optimistic about the future. A lot of people are very frightened of it, but I see an immense amount of opportunity. But from my children's perspective, it's this notion of self-education. I mean, people are going to have to get used to the idea that they are responsible for their education.
Mm-hmm.
And the tools are out there now. There is high-quality educational resources.
Is that going to sort of dilute the credentials that we've all gone after over the years? If we follow that all the way out to the last mile there, Jack, isn't that going to, you know, are you saying I need to be responsible for my own credentialed education?
Right, because I think in the not too distant future, the employer of the future is going to say, I don't care where you received your diploma.
Right.
Demonstrate your knowledge. And if you can demonstrate knowledge and you took free online classes
right.
that Harvard and MIT and others are now providing, good for you.
But is there someone who can be competitive, who can make the same demonstration but without the sheepskin?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what I meant about diluting the value of the credential.
And I think that
you're saying capability, performance is going to become the credential, not the document.
Absolutely. And that's interesting. You know, I think what employers are going to do in the future is essentially sort of during the hiring process, give a test to prospective employers and say, demonstrate your knowledge. I don't care where you got your paper degree or if you even have one, demonstrate your knowledge to me, and if you can, you're hired, and if you can't...
Well, see, this is what you've got right now in a lot of organizations. You got people who came up through the mailroom who don't have the degree, who are looking for the job that in the old days the company would hire a new MBA for,
mm-hmm.
who just showed up, see? And it sounds like you're saying that maybe the guy from the mailroom who used to be in the mailroom, so to speak, maybe has a shot now.
Yeah, that's right. The playing field is being leveled for individuals like
that.
Very
interesting. And it's all because of the availability of information, and right?
Absolutely.
If you remember, folks, is what I talk about when I talk about the age of the customer. The customer is getting the same thing. They're not waiting on you to give them a credential of information. They're getting it themselves, and they're empowered with that. And so are employees. So are job seekers. Jack Oldrich is our guest. His new book is called Foresight 2020. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.